Welcome to Inside Iowa, heard on this and all Cumulus Des Moines stations.
My name is Kim Chase, and our special guest today is Bill Brock. And Bill is the director of the Iowa Identity Theft Victim Assistance Coalition. But we were talking a little bit off mic. You've been a very busy man in the past. I thought Bill Brock might be a name people that are familiar with as some of the positions that you've held.
Yeah, I was an assistant Iowa Attorney General for 28 years, from 1987 till 2015. And during that time, in the last 20 years of it, was the director of the Consumer Protection Division
right. At
the Iowa Attorney General's Office.
And that's all going to come back in play with some of the things we're going to talk about today. You said you were not an Iowa native.
I am not an Iowa native. I was born and raised in Waukesha, Wisconsin, near Milwaukee.
Okay.
And came out to Iowa in 1984 for law school at the University of Iowa. Graduated in 87 and moved to Des Moines, got married, and have been an Iowan ever since 1984.
You like it here?
Oh, yeah, I love it here.
I like to know that when folks come from somewhere else, because that's a nice area too, but they like to stick around.
It's not too far away. My daughter's an Iowan.
Of course. Well, and then going back to your background about when you worked before your new position, I mean, you were dealing with the same kind of things, weren't you?
Yes, just on a broader scale.
Right.
Consumer fraud touches so many areas of our lives, from buying a car to applying for credit to debt collectors knocking on the door, home improvement contractors, you name it. And those issues came to the Attorney General's office and still do.
And we also talked off mic about how over the years, go back to the 80s, even before that, like the black and white Westerns that I told you I like to watch, identity theft, people doing people wrong has been going on. It's different now.
Been going on for centuries, as long as there have been humans. People have impersonated other people. I mean, you can go back to the Bible and see references to that. I mean, it just goes back through time. But this electronic age has really been kind of a force multiplier in the sense of identity theft.
Because I don't remember really ever talking about it, or I don't remember my parents talking about it.
But it happened. It sure did. I mean, someone might break into your home and, back in the old days, maybe they were looking for money. They were looking for cash that people stored in their homes. Maybe they were looking for electronics, radios, TVs, whatever, to steal. But they would try to get information, absolutely, steal your mail and go through your mail.
Well, why wouldn't they when you think about it? I guess, there's bills that you pay that have numbers on them and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's anything I learned in 30 years in law enforcement, it is that criminals are very, very creative. And they are, many of them are very smart. They're using their intelligence to do wrong, obviously.
What's broken that makes them not use it for good?
I think they think they'll never get caught. And most of them do get caught. And that's the good thing. But certainly people have wanted to take advantage of others and have wanted to advance themselves by stealing other people's data for a very long time. Maybe 40 years ago, we're talking about not just breaking into people's homes, but we're talking about telephone calls, tricking you into giving up personal information. We're talking about a letter that you might get through the mail, maybe from the supposed Nigerian prince who has some wonderful resources to share with you. And that certainly happened before the internet.
I guess it did.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So what does the Iowa Identity Theft Victim Assistance Coalition do?
Well, we were created through a federal grant, and we're part of what's called the National Identity Theft Victim Assistance Network, NITVAN. There are several of these coalitions around the country now.
I was going to ask that. Okay.
Yeah. And so we were put together as a nonprofit organization. The Iowa Organization for Victim Assistance applied for this federal grant and then oversees our coalition. And the coalition is made up of 21 different organizations, anywhere from the Attorney General's Office to the Sheriffs and Deputies Association to Iowa Legal Aid to ISU Extension and Outreach, the Bankers Association, the Credit Union Foundation, Children and Families of Iowa. We have all kinds of different groups that in some way work with victims of identity theft. Certainly a victim of identity theft might go to the police. So we have the sheriffs and deputies who help give us advice about working together. And the whole goal here is to help these organizations work together to come up with sort of a one-stop-shop approach, an idea of how best to help people. The goal is to improve the services in the area we cover, which is the state of Iowa. So people get the best referral information, they get the best advice about how to avoid identity theft, and the best advice about what to do if you've been a victim.
Okay, so you can be proactive and find out more about what to do to prevent, but if it's already been done, then you can still contact you to figure out really the next step.
Right. Now, people are more naturally going to contact law enforcement, probably. They're going to contact...
Really? So I guess I don't know if I would know what to do.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it. But people, right now, they contact a variety of places. Certainly, they're going to contact their financial institution, right?
Right.
If you've been a victim of identity theft, you might find it out because something's wrong on that credit card bill. Right?
Right.
Or you're getting a bill from a credit card you didn't know you had.
Right. And by then, there's already been... I mean, they've gotten their head of you.
Yes. But the first thing you're going to do is contact your credit card company and say, something's wrong here. This is not my bill. And they probably will have a fraud number
right
on their website
right
to contact. And then under federal law, you have a right to challenge any charge that you believe is not yours,
legitimate. That's really good stuff to know. I don't know how many people know their rights.
Exactly. They don't. A real key thing that people need to know about identity theft is there is this incredible resource that the federal government has through the Federal Trade Commission in D.C. on their website. Their website is ftc.gov, ftc.gov, but they have a specific webpage for identity theft, and it's identitytheft.gov. That's simple. But that webpage is incredibly powerful. It has all kinds of information to help you avoid being a victim and what to do if you have been a victim. Now, it's not going to have state-specific information. It's
right
not going to give you...
It gives you a place to start, right?
It gives you a place to start, and it also allows you to plug in information about what's happened to you, and it will generate form letters for you to send to your banks and other credit
good
card issuers.
Good.
It will create a report that you can then take with you to the police department or the sheriff's department and say, hey, I've been a victim of identity theft, and here's the report. I went to FTC.gov. And that is incredibly powerful. It is so much better than you just showing up unannounced to the sheriff's office and saying, here's what happened to me. You're bringing along something that they can look at and put right
smart
in their file.
Right. And keep in mind that not doing anything is not going to fix a problem either.
Oh, that is just a recipe for disaster. If you just sit there and say, well, you know, my bank's going to take care of it, no problem. You've got somebody out there who's got your identifying information, whether it's your Social Security
right
number or
oh, my gosh,
whatever.
Bill, do you remember when those used to be on our licenses?
I do.
Am I saying that right?
You are saying that right. Our driver's licenses. We even had an agency in Iowa, and I won't name that agency, but they would ask you to write your Social Security number on the outside, or no, their address label on the outside had your Social Security number. Yeah, I know. It's like, wow. Well, and for years, as long as there has been Medicare, your Social Security number has been your Medicare ID number.
Right.
The federal government is changing that right now. And in fact, Iowans are in the next wave across the country in changing that number to a random number that has nothing to do with our Social Security
right
number.
Right, right.
So we're getting smarter. It's taking us a while, but we're getting there.
And it is because of the technology, though, right? I mean, that's why we just talk more about it. That's
yes
why it's in the forefront. That's
right
why it's prevalent. I mean, more so, right?
Yes, it's more prevalent because of technology, because of so many ways of identity thieves to get information. You know, we've heard all about these privacy breaches, right? You know, you're getting the letter in the mail.
When you shop or do your medical or do anything online, right?
Right.
And you're putting all that information out there.
You are, but you probably have to do it because
right
the companies are not going to deal with you if you don't.
Right.
And they have obligations to protect it, and they get into trouble when they don't.
Okay.
But it happens.
But it does.
It happens at all levels.
So it sounds to me, gosh, it sounds to me like we're going to run out of time with everything we're talking about. But there are more people on your side than you realize.
Absolutely. All these entities that I talked about that are members of our coalition, federal entities that are helping protect you, whether it's the Department of Justice, Federal Trade Commission, Consumer and Financial Protection Bureau. I mean, there are all kinds of agencies out there. And the thing is, to know where to go and to know what to do. And we have some other protections in Iowa as well. We've got some specific criminal laws that deal with identity theft. It's a crime in Iowa. And you also have a private remedy as a victim to go get an attorney. And if you know who the perpetrator is, and sometimes you do, you can sue that person civilly. And if you win, they have to pay your attorney fees and they have to give you your damages. And pay penalty. So it is a situation where we are trying as a society to deter this conduct and to give people remedies, but there's no foolproof cure. But most of what you can do on your own to protect yourself. And maybe we should talk about that next.
Maybe we should. Okay, so for one, I want to make sure that you're going to be available to come back because I think that there's really a lot of great information we can still give our listeners if we run out of time today.
Absolutely.
So but right now maybe we should wrap up with some ways, mm-hmm. and especially we're going to be going into the holidays.
Yep.
Where, okay, so do you have a couple of ideas for them?
Well, first of all, watch out for people stealing the mail, okay? A lot of folks will put their credit card bills, they'll put a check, they'll put it out for the mailman to pick
right.
up. Drive it to the post office and drop it in the box
okay.
or find a local box. Put it in there. It's a lot safer, number one. Number two, don't fall for tricky phone calls telling you that you owe money for, IRS taxes and that kind of thing. They're going to ask for a credit card number. They're going to try to trick you to give up your Social Security number.
And the truth is, if you know your business, you'll know right away. No, that's if your business is in
mm-hmm.
order,
right.
That's not going to be happening anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shred bills. Shred solicitations for credit cards. Shred them.
Shred them.
I can say 100 times, shred them. You don't want to just drop that in the garbage bag.
Right.
Crooks go through garbage.
Yes, they do.
It is a wealth of information.
A shredder is worth the...
Absolutely.
What am I trying to say?
Whatever you spend for
yes,
it is
you.
Money well spent.
Thank you.
And we have new protection under both Iowa law and federal law now. That allows you to freeze your credit report, your credit files with the major credit reporting companies for free. In the past, you had to be a victim of identity theft. So, the cat had to be out of the bag first before you could do this for free.
Right.
No longer the case. You contact them, and it's easy to do. It takes less than an hour to do all three of the major credit reporting companies. Freeze your credit. And then if you need it to be unfrozen, because maybe you're applying for a job or a rental facility or you want to apply for a loan or something, it's free to unfreeze it.
So this is something that you can do to be proactive that's not going to get you into any trouble with your credit whatsoever.
That's
right.
You
can just say, right now, you're not really planning anything and you can just freeze
mm-hmm.
it,
you
go about your
it.
Life.
Yep.
And
yep.
then that's really interesting.
You can even freeze your minor children's credit reports, and they're probably not going to have a credit report. This requires the companies to create a credit report and then freeze it. That's really important.
Because we've
heard
about people stealing people's children's identity.
Yep.
Their Social Security numbers, too.
Exactly.
Okay, so there's so many things that I want to talk about. That's why I want you to come back. What kinds of identity theft? What
sure.
can happen once it's been done?
Mm-hmm.
You said you had some nightmare stories. I want to talk about that dark web we hear about,
yes.
So, all right, FTC.gov for now to tell our listeners to go to?
FTC.gov and identitytheft.gov.
Okay. And identitytheft.gov. Oh, this is good stuff. This is good. I'm so glad you came in.
Oh, I'm glad you asked me. Thank
okay,
you.
We will have you back. Our guest today, if you're just tuning in, it's Bill Brock. He's the director with the Iowa Identity Theft Victim Assistance Coalition. I told you 14 minutes flies by, doesn't it?
It's quick, Kim. Thanks.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we step away today?
No, I just say, go to our website, iowaidtheft.org. We've got some information there as well about different kinds of identity theft and tips you can use to prevent your becoming a victim.
Excellent. Always, you always need to be proactive with everything, don't you?
You do.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Inside Iowa, heard on this and all Cumulus Des Moines stations.